Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
We're streaming. Hello, my pride and joy. I am so glad that you're here again. And I would like to introduce Peace Purpose Patrice.
And AKA known as Patrice Brantley.
Patrice Brantley, there you go. And I'm going to let Patrice introduce herself a little bit, and then we'll kind of have a conversation.
So good afternoon, everybody. I am Patrice Brantley. I am the teacher's counselor and life coach. And today we're going to be talking about burnout. And you can always visit me at the SSSmovement.org. I don't just talk about teacher burnout. I talk about life burnout. And I want to talk about how we can help prevent and heal from burnout.
All right. Now, the reason we're a little bit later today than usual is Patrice was having some technical issues. Her computer died on her. How tragic. That is awful. For some of you, you know what happened with mine 2 months ago, where I didn't have my computer for 6 weeks. I had a bad virus on it. So yeah, but hopefully she can get hers going again and can find somebody. And I'm just so glad she's here. I'm glad it worked out. And so tell us a little bit about this movement that you have.
So the movement that I have is the SSS movement. That's the Seed Sowing Sister movement. The mission behind this is that we go in and we seed into the community seeds about healthy mental health. What does it look like to have a positive life of mental health? And I'm so excited that you've invited me to be on today with your tribe, the Roaring Like Lions, to share what it means to have healthy mental health. What started me in this whole voyage of healthy mental health was my own mental health. When this took place, I was a teacher in the classroom, and I had been teaching for 16 and a half years. And it got to a point where this was the job that I loved. I enjoyed doing this. It was something that I woke up every day doing, and I loved it, but it got to the point where days that I was just burned out. My burnout went from literally ballooning and gaining almost over 100 pounds to not sleeping, overeating, even at some points where I was kind of sipping a little bit too, and just not living the best life that I knew I was created to live. And honestly, not being able to be the woman I knew I had been created to be. So that's the mission. I want every male, every female in this world, teacher or not, to be able to live a mentally healthy life, to know what it's like to be able to get up in the morning and have joy for that job. Or to go and say, you know what, maybe it's time for me to leave this job. I want to be that person that walks with you in the emotional connect of what it feels like when you say, yeah, no, I'm good. Enough is enough. I can move on now and know that you've done all you can do and still be your best you.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. And that's a tough thing to leave the job that's been providing for you all this time. Even if you're not happy in it, it's still paying the bills. It's, you know, putting groceries on the table and a little bit of entertainment, maybe. But
in my mind, yes.
Yeah. If you're not happy in it, though, you're just existing. You're not even living day to day. And gosh, I want to hear more about this. How would you do a transition between a job that you don't like to doing something that you feel you were made to do? It's got to be scary.
Yes. So let me say this, and I don't mean jump up the day of and just quit. No. Right. I am very big on having what I call purposeful plans. And when I talk about a purposeful plan, I honestly need you to think of it like this. And this is how I actually did it. So when I talk about it, you're going to notice a lot of P's, which goes along with my name, Patrice. The first part of my purposeful plan was I honestly had to pause. Because when we get upset, that emotion hits you first. And the first thing you do is, I don't have to take this. Who do I think they're talking to? I don't have to deal with this. And we automatically go to, I'm leaving right now. No. Hold on, sweetie. Pause. That's the first thing. If once you pause, I need you to really think about this right now. Take a whole 24 hours and think, I'm upset right now. Is this a temporary upset, or has this been an upset that's been building? So my second P, ponder. So the first thing we did, we paused, we pondered. Mm-hmm. Our third P, we planned. When I planned, when it got to the point where I was just at the point where I was like, what am I going to do? I was already in school. For some people, it may not be as easy as going to another degree. For somebody else, you may be saying, my plan is I want to open my own business. Have you taken the time to do the vital research to get into that business, to know what you're going to need for your startup money? Or do you have someone who's going to be investing in you? What does that look like? What does that plan look like? Now, everybody knows this plan is not going to happen overnight. So what are you going to do for yourself to help to the next P? Provide in the mean between. I'm not saying that, hey, you got to stay here and be tough in this job, but have some plans happening. How are you going to provide for yourself? I'm sure you're not going to say to yourself, yeah, I'm going to do this, but I'm okay with starving for a couple months. If you're like me, and I call myself a fat girl, this means fabulous and thick, you are not okay with not eating, okay? And the last thing in your plan, once you figured out, hey, I had to pause, I had to ponder, I had to plan, I had to figure out my how I was going to get provision or how it's going to be provided for me, I had to look like, what is my purposeful end? What does that purposeful goal and end look like for you? Because for so many people, oh, okay, I'm going to have my own business. Well, you got to make sure you can take care of you and the business. And let's really be honest, for those who are business owners, the goal is to take care of business first, most times, and then you. So being able to be honest with yourself and say, this is what I want to do. The big piece that I love about my P program with that is, in this, it gives you a chance to kind of work it out before the emotions take over, because that's what happens to us. We get there and the emotions take over and we're ready. And I can tell you, I'll even tell you what happened with me. I was teaching at this point and I had been moved out to first grade. I had been in my classroom for quite some time. And this one day, I call it my day of freedom. Because I got so upset. It was just a day that was just too much. As teachers talk about during the pandemic, I had a couple of teachers that were out absent. So I had two other classrooms with children in my room besides myself. I had heavy, heavy times when this was happening over and over. I had an unsupportive administration at this point. And I had other things that were going on, not just at the job, but it was also in my personal life. And at this particular day, I had all this going on at one time. And it was kind of like it just all hit a powerful moment all at the same time, and everything was coming at me. And I was like, what do I do? You know what, children? We're going to take a field trip. The field trip is you're going to find another classroom. We're going to take you. We're going to drop you off. And I'm going home. And I'll never forget this. I walked out. In my 16 and a half years, I had never done this before. And I got here and I remember going to my administration and saying, you know what? Since y'all got all the answers, here you go. Here you children, make it work.
Wow.
And it was such a look of shock, because I think people kept saying, well, you know, she's always been the one who kept it together. She's never said anything. She was, you know, I wasn't quiet. I just never said anything. But in the midst of this, I realized that day, yeah, you can't keep going like this. And what was so interesting, the next day I come back and my principal comes in and she's going, are you okay? And I go, yes. Why are you whispering? You know, I really thought yesterday we were going to have to call the people and put you in the straitjacket. I said, well, let me tell you how this goes. If I go in the jacket, you going too. I'm not going alone. We're going to have some friends. And her look was like, oh my gosh. I was like, you know why? Because you need to see that the level of piling on, the pressures, all of this being hurled at you at one time, it gets to be too much. And at that point, I had been the strong teacher, the strong staff member, the strong one. Oh, well, you need anything, call on this one. Or if you need this, call on that one. She'll be okay. And it just got to be too much. And so this is why I tell people, my goal is to help other people walk through those emotional moments so that when you are ready to either go or leave that job, or you say, hey, I want to stay, how can you stay and still be mentally healthy? And I mean, I don't think people get it. I mean, I know for me, especially during this COVID time, this great resignation, everybody is seeing now the aftermath of it. You're getting to see where there were jobs that were unhealthy. You're getting to see environments where people were like, oh, this is my door, I'm out, and they're gone. But they don't see the other side of the actual coin. I was reading an article the other morning that said most people that left their jobs in the midst of this great resignation wanted to go back to the old job that they knew within 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
That's not the mission I want for people. I want you, when you leave that job and say, hey, I'm done with this, I want you to know that that chapter is completely closed. I don't want you looking back at that door with misty eyes and misty blues and thinking, I still could stay or it could be okay. No. There was something that drew you out that door that day, and there's something that's going to keep you out that door. And dare I say, it's wanting a better you, a healthy you. That's the part we want.
Definitely. Definitely. You brought up a point back on the pause. And one thing that I was told years ago, and I've passed this on to others, if you're unhappy where you're at, don't quit on the day that you're unhappy. Wait mm-hmm. until you have a happy day. And if you still want to quit, you quit when everything's good. Somebody asked me why. It's like, well, it's easy to quit when you're unhappy, when you're having a bad day, when things aren't going right, and you're running on emotions at that point, like what you were saying, it's all emotions. Now, if it's a job you don't like, when everything's really good, you're still going to want to leave. And that's when you leave, because you know it's a decision based on facts and not based on emotions purely. So that's all I have to say. The rest of it, you've got it right on. That's just amazing.
I love how you brought that out, because one thing, and it's funny, this has been a part of my prayer time lately. I always, my thing I've been saying lately is, Lord, help me see the facts and not stay in my feelings. Because so many times we get caught up, and I remember, and I'm aging myself a little bit, there used to be a show, I want to say Dragnet, where the detective would say, just the facts, ma'ams, just the facts.
Yeah.
And I, for me, that's what I had to learn. I need to stay in the facts. Yes, I loved the job at one point. Yes, this job paid my bills. Yes, I enjoyed moments. But today, they got on my nerves. Today, yeah. I want to tell them where they could stick their children. Today, I was ready to go. Today, it was not a good day. So when I finally made those decisions and had the proper things put in place, I could walk out and be okay mm-hmm. with, you know what? You gave this all you knew how. You did all you set out to do and then move forward. And what I love about it was when I took those times to make sure I had that pause in place, when I pondered, I was real careful with who I pondered with.
Oh.
Because the girlfriend or the guy friend that's like, you should leave them, they full of it, da, 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 da. No, 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 no. Who's going to be your calm person that's going to say to you, hey, I see today is not a good day. I see you had to pause. I see you had to ponder. Hey, listen. What's your plan? Who's that girlfriend, that guy friend, that person that's going to be your accountability partner and say, what's your plan in this? Yes, you're upset right now, but what happens after the day? After the feelings calm down, after you get all the comments, what's the plan? And I'm so grateful to my guy friend that I've known since the sixth grade, because he literally sat down. We went to this restaurant. And he said, I'm going to buy your first freedom drink. And I went, oh, drinking. He goes, you should, because this is a decision day. And I go, well, here's how you do this. When I make decisions, they're not under any type of influence of anything else.
Yeah.
I said, but this is the thing I know. When it's time to celebrate, I'm going to find the first thing we're going to celebrate. But it took him to sit down with me at the table with the napkin and write out, hey, what skills do you have? What are those soft skills? And when I say soft skills, what are those skills that can transfer into any other area? Some people, you may have been at that job and you are great with your practical typing skills and your different type of applications and software. You're amazing at that. That could transfer. That's a soft skill. For other people, you're really great at having public presentations and you can have conversations in public and it don't bother you. And when you talk with other people, they're like, yes, I want to hear more of what you got to say. Yes. That's a soft skill. Now, you got to be honest. What can you take from all of the stuff you went through and transfer it over to the next job? The next one, the hard skill. Now, for some people, maybe it's getting used to the actual routine at that job, the new job. Maybe what they're asking you to do. Maybe they're asking you to do something new that you didn't have at your old job. Those are the things you want to look at. Because here's the thing. Now, in this pandemic time, or as people want to say, they're coming out of the pandemic, but okay. With that, people are asking you to do the job now of three people instead of that one person they're trying to replace. I'll give an example with my sister. She left one job for an advancement, amazing advancement. I celebrate her for that. But when she left, it took five people to replace her.
Oh, wow.
Because they did not value what she had at that job, her skill levels, and the things that she did so wonderfully that when it was like, oh, wow, so we just, you know, we kind of thought you just showed up and it was cute in heels and just drank coffee all day. I was like, yeah, they didn't realize what you offered. And I said the same thing. I said, I feel like when people finally see what all you bring to the table, then it's like, oh, they did a lot more than what I thought. And I think that's the big thing with this big resignation. Now, people are starting to see that I didn't have to be the one that was tooting my own horn or telling everybody, oh, I did this, I did that. Usually the people who do that, they're not doing much of anything. It's the one who's kind of sitting in the background going, hey, I'm just going to do this because I see it needs to be done. That's the one you need to hold your value and your goal in. But that was a day of me really sitting down and him saying to me, okay, what's the plan? And me being honest, at first, I had no clue because I was like, well, I'm in school now and I'm not close to a degree, but I'm getting there. And, you know, his whole thing was, can you hold out till you get the degree? Now, here's the great thing about the pandemic now. You have so many different platforms that you can get to learn about these skills online for free that you don't have to do that like I did. But I will say this, to be the best you, if they say to get a certificate or they say to get a degree or the cert or whatever, get it. You're never too young to learn, never too old to stop learning. You want to have as many things in your tool belt of life because you don't know where tomorrow you may end up having to turn. So you want to know those things. And let's be honest with yourself. If you're the person who loves to work alone, find the job that fits you. You may not be the public speaker, but you may be the person who is great in pharmaceutical work. You may be the person that says, you know what? I grew up learning how to plant on the farm. That may be your niche. You can take that and teach that to someone else who has never been on a farm. So these are things we want to look at. And once you have this plan, I want you to be honest with yourself and get what I call an accountability partner. This is the part none of us like. Get that girlfriend, get that guy friend who is on you and they say, hey, you said you had a goal. Have you gotten to it yet? Get that one that you know they're going to aggravate you a little bit and they're going to do it in love. This is not their chance to come in and beat you down. This is the person that's going to come to you in love and say, hey, I need you to kind of give me a little progress check. How far did you go? And I mean, for me, my best friend had it kind of easy because he would just wait to the end of the semester and say, hey, how did you do? All right, this is what you're doing. What else are you working with over here? Because a big piece for me was, I was so concerned. How am I going to save? What am I going to do? And he would say, this is how much you put back every week. This is how much you put back. And thank goodness I had other friends who would be able to say, okay, if you cut down on this, you can put this over here. So that was a part of my planning and my progress of having that accountability partner. I know that's the dirty word. We don't like saying that. Ooh, we don't like that word. You want me to be accountable? How dare you? That's the dirty word. Nobody likes it. But here's the key. When you have the right accountability partner, you all can come together at that table or at the mats, I like to say, and you all can see where you're building to, where you're going to. And after we took the time to really plan, I'm checking my progress, then I'm moving into what is my purpose? What is it that I had that purposeful plan? What is this plan now? Yep. You know, and that's the big piece. I think for so many of us, once we realize, you know what, maybe I was trying to fit that square peg in the round hole. Or maybe I really did go into this field because they told me it made good money. Maybe I did this because, you know, grandma and them told me this would be something I would be good in. And it's not necessarily what I enjoy. Because so many times we do, we have the different voices and different people in our ears telling us we would be great in this. And you're like, no, that's not exactly for me. But you're like, but since Big Mama told me I was good at this, I'm going to do it. And it's so funny because as I say this, I think back to my grandmother. My grandmother was a diabetic. And every morning she would get up at 6 a.m. She would come and say, come give me my shot, baby. Now, in her mind, this was going to help me get into nursing school. She was going to get me past this. I was going to do this. I was going to be her nurse. I was going to come and see, because they knew I had a very big caregiving spirit. I wanted to, you know, caregive and see about others. And I'm still that way. I still like to help others. But doing that 6 a.m. and having to go and give a shot, no, that was never me. That has not been, it still is not me. I don't even like to look at people give shots, much less give one. And I was just like, but I knew in her heart of hearts, that's what she wanted. Because in her mind, being a nurse is a beautiful job. It's a respectful job. And it is. I don't want to take anything from the men and women who do that, because they truly are amazing yes. frontline workers. But I'm going to be very honest. That's not my ministry. That's not my calling. And I'm pretty sure I would be the one they'd be like, don't let her stick nobody. She is horrible at that. So, you know, you have to know what's you. And that's a part of that purposeful planning. You have to know when you look in the mirror, who you've been created to be. Not what everybody else says, but who you know you've been created to be.
I'm really glad you said that, because it's easy for someone to say, I'll just go get another job. And they haven't planned out, well, what kind of job do you want to get? Are you just going to get another job that you're going to be unhappy at and want to quit in another 2 years? Or it's just too stressful. It doesn't show up. So yeah, planning out what you want to do, who you are, what really makes you happy, and you just really want to get out there and share with everybody. Those are just great ideas. Yeah.
I'm going to add a little something to that. In my time of expanding and really searching myself, I used to use what they call the 7 wheels of wellness. And in this particular setup, you look at every slice of your life. And for me, I had to add some slices. I had to add a couple of slices in my wheel of wellness. For my wheel of wellness, I had to understand, what is my creative section? That was a big one for me. What made me happy? Because for so many people, we're in American culture, we're very focused on getting the bag. Oh, our finances. And no, and don't get me wrong. You know, there used to be plenty of songs back in the 80s. There was one song, particularly in the 80s, that would say, you know, no finance, no romance. I get that, you know, but that's the only sphere you're focusing on, the only slice of life you're focusing on. You're going to miss your other 8. And I'm going to have you help me out really quickly, because I usually okay. write these down. So as I'm talking to you, I'm like, I know what they are. So when I talk about your 9 wheels or slices of wellness, I'm looking at, what's your emotional health? What are you doing daily to make sure that you're good with you? You're really in tune with you. What's your mental health look like? What are you saying to yourself daily? Are you that person that's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm good. Are you being meaner to yourself than the world could ever be to you? You know, are you that person who's looking at mental, emotional? Are you only focused on the bag? Are you looking at your eye, your intellectual health? What are you doing to learn something new every day? And that doesn't have to be a big whole program. It could be something as simple as going and doing a YouTube video. It could be something as simple as picking up a book, a manual on learning how to do something. Simple. You know, I believe in small changes makes big things happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Another one that I look at, and we're talking about not your occupation, your job, your career. Does this place give you joy? Or are you looking at this place going, oh, it's another Monday? Are you cussing the day before the day gets started? You know, what is that? And then I also look at, what is your surroundings looking like? What is that environment around you? Hmm. Is it chaotic? Because for so many of us, we don't know any other way. Yeah. If it's not a bunch of noise and chaos and craziness, we're like this, oh, I can't function. I'll give you an example. When I first left my first apartment and I moved into my first home, I'll never forget it. My first home, was in a very quiet suburb. And I remember I couldn't sleep to save my life.
those first two nights. I was like, what's wrong with these people? Like, I was trying to do everything. I turned on fans, radio, TV. It just wasn't enough noise because I had gotten so conditioned and so accustomed to the craziness of people outside and running up and down, and not realizing that I didn't have to live in an environment like that. When we get ourselves conditioned for that, then we realize later, crap, I need to work on this. This is not how I need to handle stuff. Then, not just with that surrounding, I had to start looking at my social circle. Yes. You know, who's around me? Are they speaking life to me, or are they helping me to stay put down? Are they still going, oh, I tell you when I'm going to make it? Who's in that social circle? I always tell people there are two things I look at. I look at, and this has changed a lot over the years, I would always say, who is that person that when you see their name come across your phone, you want to dance, you know they're going to give you something great, you just feel light as air, like you can fly, like that's your person. And then who's that person when you see their name come across the phone, you are like, oh God, here comes drama. Let me see, they're going to either ask me for money, or they're going to have another story about how this person did them so bad, how they had to cuss somebody out, how all this happened. Who's that person in your life? And you need to be honest with yourself. I'm going to give your listeners a little bit of homework, especially since we all have emojis now and they work properly.
Yep.
So now I want you to go today and I'm going to have you pull three emojis. One smiling face, one face with a little line through the middle, the little face, and then your sad face. Be honest with yourself. Who's those people? When you look in your phone, you should be able to put a face to each person. And if you're like me and your phone is full of business contact people, put a little dollar sign next to those because they're connecting you to something else. But you want to have something where you can look at your phone and when that phone rings, there's joy on the other side of that phone. Even if it's just for a moment, you know, hey, they're going to give me something good. You want that. You got to have that piece. Let me go a little further. Wow, I done got so into that one myself. Another part of that, for those who are dealing with this part of your spiritual life, what does your spiritual life look like? And I know when people hear me talk about spiritual, the first thing, boy, she's trying to convert to Jesus. No, I love my Jesus. And if you want to try him, please feel free. He'll talk with you too. But I want you to know something. Your connection to what your spiritual connect is, or your higher power of your understanding, is what's going to connect with you. Mm-hmm. That could be something as simple as walking in nature. For somebody, that's their time of exercise. For somebody else, that's their prayer time. Find what connects for you. But again, like I said, if you want to try my Jesus, he's willing to let you try him too. Another part of that. Another part of that for me was my C, my creative side.
Uh-huh.
I had to look at what are those things that I love from a little girl. Now they'll tell you, I don't have much of a two-step now, but when I get a cut one, I like a little two-step. But that was something that when I wasn't feeling my best me, I wasn't doing it. I wasn't going line dancing. I wasn't going out having fun. I got to the point where I didn't want to leave the house because I was getting so frustrated because it was so bad because I had let this old thing called depression creep in and not deal with what was really going on with me because I was feeling overwhelmed, like I was being hit with tidal waves constantly because I didn't work on my boundaries. I didn't understand what balance looked like. I didn't understand the most important one. I didn't know what it was like to say no. And that's the biggest one. So many times we don't understand that no is not a curse word. No is a word. Honestly, no is a sign of self-love. We're never taught that.
Yeah.
I don't believe we ever teach that to our children. I definitely know we don't teach that to our girls. We teach our girls that you're here, you're serving, you're doing, you're this and you're that. But we don't teach them when we don't feel comfortable. When we feel that little knot in your stomach that say, don't go out there. Don't do that. Oh, but they told me to go. I got to go. Mm-mm. You know, we got to start listening to when we feel those little things in our stomach, those little pains in our stomach, that little twist, that little, you know, that little poke in the gut. We got to listen to that because it makes a difference. But yeah, that's what I found. I'm trying to make sure I gave you all of them. Just to make sure, because I'm kind of spitballing,
That's amazing. I mean, this is just so powerful, everything you're saying, and things that a lot of people, we think we should know, but we really don't know, and we need to hear it.
It's a lot of things we think we should know, and honestly, it is not our parents' fault. They may have not been taught that either. So we can't get there and say, well, we blame them. You can't blame them. They may have not known either. They may have not had any clue. When I talked to my mom, and we were talking about this the other day, I said, did you ever realize that your emotional health was tied to everything else? Her answer was no. All she knew was, I got to go out there. I got to make this happen. I got these babies. I got to do all of this, until it was right there with her. And it was like, wow, I'm not in my happy self here. This is not what I envisioned for my life. And for me, that's honestly what it was. As a little girl, I envisioned being the teacher and standing there for 30 years and getting my golden watch. Y'all couldn't told me nothing different. That was where my heart was. But now I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm teaching people how to come back and love on them.
You're still a teacher, just teaching different.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm still a teacher at heart, but now I'm walking through and helping people understand how to walk through those emotional ebbs and flows for when it doesn't feel right, so that I can get to when it all feels right and when it all feels good. That's what we want. You want to be able to be that. A couple things that I found for myself that it took for me in each one of these situations, and I'm going to add another one. I had to start looking at my overall health, my physical health. That's when I left off. I'm going to add it in. My physical health, because even though the burnout was showing up in other places and I got upset and I walked out. Yeah, I did that. But what did I do when it got to the point where I said, okay, now you've done your plan. Now you got to put some things into action to help get out of my depression. The first thing I had to do, and this is going to sound real crazy, I had to clean up.
Yep.
It's true. And when I say clean up, I had to literally clean out the clutter of yesterday. Every job wasn't going to be like that.
Yeah.
Every supervisor wasn't going to be like that. Because I had to realize that, okay, you're not going to be the same type of employee that you were over here. You're going to walk in this door now with boundaries.
Yep.
When it's time to leave, you're going to leave. Or if you have to stay an extra hour or so, or whatever, it's because you're going to do that. And you know that this next day you're off or whatever, but it's to make that difference. And I think that's the biggest piece. The one thing that it was a small change, but it was a big one for me, the emails.
Oh, yes.
I hated that dag blasted ding, whatever the little noise is. Oh God, it makes you twitch when I think about it. It literally makes me twitch because it got to the point. Every time I would hear that, and it's so funny, I would call a friend of mine while they're at work, and I would say, hey, you check your emails, because they're coming in quite often. They're like, you hear that? I was like, yes. Meanwhile, it's going to put me in a full-blown twitch over here. I'm twitching and itching by your emails. And you're like, oh, you heard that? I'm like, yeah. But these are the things we don't realize that leave us stuck. So that's why I talk about, you know, getting out here and getting past that and doing those small things. My first boundary, when I'm off the clock, don't check nobody's email. I don't care how mad they get. I tell them, get big, man. I'm not checking your emails. I'm off the clock. We'll talk about it later. Another part I had to learn for myself was, once you're home, focus on just home. And that's a big one, because in this world and society, we're taught multitask. Well, here's the sad truth of multitasking. You can think you're doing great and doing all these different things. You're not. Let me just go ahead and break that stuff. You're not. You're here, you're thinking you're juggling all these different balls. And guess what? Three of the balls have fallen on the floor and you still think you're doing great. You're not.
Yeah.
When you're where you need to be, focus on where you are for that moment and leave it there. Then when it's time to transition to whatever you need to do for the next part, then you go from there.
Yeah.
So
very good.
Those are just some of the things that work for me.
Yeah. That's great. Boy, that's just great. Wow. There's so much power in that. I know last night I was thinking, okay, Sundays I don't do anything, you know, but I picked up my phone and then 2 hours went by and I'd been doing all this work and it's like, no, I'm home. Sunday is my time. You know, I know that there's Memorial Day today and there's only a few things today. Whatever is there will wait until Monday. And I just shut my phone off. And it's like, this is my time with my husband and enjoy time. And once I did that, we had fun together. I mean, it was just an enjoyable evening. He didn't pick up his phone. I didn't pick up mine. We weren't looking at the news. We looked at the weather because we had a big storm and it was kind of fun. But it was something engaging and fun that we were doing together. It wasn't work. Yeah. That's
notice the difference how you just said when you took away the distraction, it allowed y'all to focus on you too.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. Technology is great.
Yeah.
But I just want y'all to take a little trip back with me for a while. Remember before technology?
Oh, yes.
And you could enjoy time with your family, friends, whomever, and they were present.
Yes.
There wasn't any strolling. Everybody was present.
I like that word. Being present. Yeah.
Because here's the thing about it. To have someone's time, they're presenting you with the gift of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you're going to get back. You might get more of it, but you can't get it back.
Right.
And so many times we're so caught up in what's on the timeline or pop-ups or whatever that may be, that we devalue the person sitting in front of us.
And you don't realize you're doing it, but that's exactly what you're doing. And mm-hmm. And that actually reflects back on you. It's like, I don't have value in myself because I'm not showing you any value. And that's not good either. Yeah.
Wow, that's a power statement.
Yeah.
That was a power statement. I like that one. If you don't mind, I'll borrow that.
Definitely can. You go right ahead.
It's just such a beautiful thing when you get to a space when you realize I'm important. Mm-hmm. And I want to be the best me I was created to be. Without having to be on the constant rat roll wheel of somebody else's time, that my time is valuable. And even more importantly, I'm using my time for me.
Yeah.
it's something about that. But, oh man, that's where I am. That's why I have the passion. And
you're
really
so good at what you do.
This is why, because I've walked, and I want to help other people not have to have that anymore. That can understand that, you know what? I've married this beautiful woman or I married this really hot guy. I want to be able to enjoy them.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have time with them. Do you realize people always say, well, money is the biggest thing that breaks up marriages. You know, it's the second biggest, not spending time with the person.
Yep. Absolutely.
We always think infidelity starts as the big thing, but here's how infidelity starts. You're not spending time with me.
Yep.
So, you know, I want people to be able to have that. I want people to be able to say, you know what? I don't want to be burned out anymore. I want to be, as I like to say, be set back ablaze in my life. I want to have that fire to go out and dance with my boo again. I want to be able to go and if it's to go and garden, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to come home to a home that I deserve, not a tornado, but, you know, a nice place that feels good when I come home.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have that balance in life. That's what the mission is. If this sounds like this is for you and you like, man, I really want to be a part of this, come on over to the sssmovement.org. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. I have a burnout group starting in August. And in this group, I'm literally going through each of those steps I talked about. How do you deal with your mental, your emotional, your physical? How to keep your bag right in the midst of this? Because so many of us are like this. Oh, I want to do all this, but I got to get this money. I got to get this money. Here's the key. When the other parts of your life are in order, the money will come.
Yep.
This is the part we don't get. When you respect everything else in your life, money will come to you. Money is supposed to, let me put it this way. Money is an excellent servant, but it's a horrible master.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Money
many times we get so quick and we let money master us and master our time and our mindsets and our behaviors that we forget money is a servant. It's supposed to serve us. It's supposed to be a tool of access, not this.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. Gosh, we went way over, but that's okay. It's
oh my
all
gosh, thank
all
you.
Necessary, very necessary. So if what she has said to you has touched you, you know, it's really touched me. I've already got 5 people in my mind that I know I want to send to you. And it's just, I love what you said. I love how you said it. And I love your heart in this. And so my pride and joy, be sure and get a hold of Patrice at ssmovement.org. And just step back and just really look, do the pause that she said and do the ponder and get a hold of her. And just, you know, everybody can use a little bit of guidance, and it's not, oh, do this because that's what I did and it's going to work for you and everybody else. But she's there to help guide you to where you want to be, for what you want in your future and your vision and your dreams. And I've spoken with her for a while, and she's so good to speak with. So thank you again for being on here.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come onto your platform and to share just this time with you. I'm so grateful. And for your listening.
Me too. All right. Thank you. And we'll see you later.
I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.